Republicans and government watchdog groups are raising questions about state decisions that have favored certain businesses around the time the firms made donations to Governor Doyle's re-election campaign. Doyle's aides have denied any link between the dollars and the decisions. Late last week, Doyle gave one-on-one interviews to several state media. He told Wisconsin Public Radio that he's not going to agree to fundraising limits that others won't accept.
I'm not going to play by one set of rules and have everyone else play by a different set of rules. We have taken steps in the government to even make clearer that the contracting process and others is to be done in a way that it'll be determined by civil servants who their jobs don't depend on who's in office, so that we really insulate completely.
Doyle also says the state legislature could pass laws aimed at telling who gives money to groups that fund so-called issue ads.
That's something they could pass tomorrow that would largely clean up the influx of independent money that comes into these campaigns that I think most of the people in the state have a real problem with these secret ads that are making outrageous allegations and nobody even knows who's paying for them.
Doyle says he also wants lawmakers to pass a bill calling for more public financing of elections. The governor says he'll answer any questions about donations to his campaign. It's likely his critics will keep asking, just as the governor's supporters will gear up for more questions of the Republicans that are hoping to unseat Doyle. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.